This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. She's out for now. Superstar gymnast Simone Biles will not defend her Olympic title in Thursday's all-around competition in Tokyo. Here's our Dave Ferry.
U.S. gymnastics superstar Simone Biles has withdrawn from Thursday's all-around competition to focus on her mental well-being. The decision comes a day after Biles removed herself from the team final following one rotation because she felt she wasn't mentally ready. Jade Carey will take Biles' place in the all-around. Biles will be evaluated before deciding if she will participate in next week's individual events. I'm Dave Ferry.
Swimmer Katie Ledecky won her first gold medal of these Olympics, the 1,500-meter freestyle for women. This morning, Tokyo's reporting the highest number of new COVID cases since the pandemic began. Here at home, the CDC wants you to wear a mask indoors again in some parts of the country, even if you are vaccinated. Our Sagar Magani with what CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is saying.
Walensky cited new information about the Delta variant.
In rare occasions, some vaccinated people infected with the Delta variant after vaccination may be contagious and spread the virus.
The new guidance applies to areas with at least 50 cases per 100,000 people in the last week, some 60% of U.S. counties. Most new infections are still among unvaccinated people, and President Biden says his administration's considering requiring all federal workers to get vaccinated. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Did you see the emotional testimony from law enforcement officers on Capitol Hill yesterday? Longtime Republican political strategist Scott Jennings says Republicans' response to the January 6th riots is giving Democrats an opening to distract from what he calls their real shortcomings in the upcoming midterm elections. This is AP News. The Olympics TV ratings are beginning to come in, and they're not good. Here's our Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The first three nights of NBC's Olympic coverage have not exactly been winners. Each of the night's ratings has been down more than 30% from those posted for the Games in 2016. And the prospects are not exactly pointing to an upswing before the Games end. There's been a spate of bad news involving U.S. athletes. It is unclear whether the drop in viewership can be blamed on the lack of interest in the Olympics after their one-year delay because of the coronavirus, or it may just reflect the fact that fewer of us are watching traditional TV between all the cord-cutting going on and the proliferation of streaming services available. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Starbucks saw record sales in the third quarter as Americans began to return to its stores. Revenues soared 78% to $7.5 billion. That's an all-time high. That's for the April through June period. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.